Hey, everybody, what's going on? It's Manny Garavito for another episode of the Miami Comedy Podcast. Welcome to another recording slash live stream. We go live on Twitch, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and the private Facebook community. And by the way, today we're going to be discussing about Miami Realty. I just did a recent video on Instagram because I came across this realtor that actually made a jingle slash music video about the Brickell lifestyle, or how amazing, quote unquote, it is to live in Brickell. And, you know, the humor, I thought it was a parody when I first saw this guy. I forget his name. Let me see if I can look him up. But when this guy first came up, just go on my Instagram, at Miami Comedy, and just his info's there. I thought this guy was a comedian. I was like, oh, we got a new comedian from Brickell. He looks like he dresses well. He just bought an apartment, and he's going to do a parody music video about how amazing it is to live in Brickell. And then 30 seconds later, when the jingle slash video was over, he was dead serious. And he made it, he didn't say anything ironic. He just wanted to sell real estate through it. And I think the lyrics to it kind of goes like, that Brickell life where you can walk everywhere. And I was like, well, here's a joke. It's coming. That Brickell life, everything downstairs. I'm like, all right, the timing's a bit off. When's the joke? That Brickell life, city lights that glare. I was like, there's no joke. when he hit the third rhyme, I knew he was being serious. And I was like, oh my God, this guy is really smoking mirrors for Brickell right now. Talk about, oh my God, Brickell is amazing. Everything is downstairs. There's no traffic here. No, that's just the community coming together. You know what I'm saying? What's up, Chef? It's funny to see how real estate people can really like manipulate the truth to sell you something. It's the same thing, in my opinion. It's the same thing as a car salesman. The car salesman could be a little more down and dirty, right? Because when you buy a car, it's kind of impulsive, you know, like, oh, I want a convertible, or I want a car with a big engine on it, or I want a car, you know, that's a coupe or whatever. When you sell real estate, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars. So you can't be that down and dirty, but you can still do some of those tactics in there. You know what I'm saying? And some of these realtors, you know, shout out to them. You guys are in a tough industry. I know there's some good ones out there. But just let me make fun of the industry for a while, okay? I've met some great realtors that are serious about what they do and that are hustlers and they work hard. All right, I get it. But at the same time, you got to understand that what you're doing, especially in the city of Miami, has to be made fun of. First of all, I want to pose the question to you realtors. How do you guys stay in business? Like, how do you keep a straight face? When you sell a $3.5 million home in Coral Gables, when right down the streets, crackheads are just waiting to sell you pure cocaine crack rocks, right? Just one block down from your $3.5 million mansion that you think that if you hide it behind some mango and coconut trees, they're not going to find and do a home invasion or whatever, right? How do you keep a straight face when you sell the house, when you're in front of the house, knowing that we're in a recession, quote unquote, maybe not, whatever, inflation, housing prices are really high. How do you keep a straight face and go like, this house is selling for $3.5 million and she is a beauty? I'm waiting for the joke. Where's the joke? No, you're dead serious about selling that thing. A $3.5 million house in Coconut Grove? Oh yeah, tell me more about something I will never be able to get. Well, Manny, think positive. You never know. All right, maybe. Tell me something that I won't be able to get in the foreseeable future. There you go, universe. Bring it my way. I'll take it. Okay? So I do networking events. I meet realtors all the time. And as soon as you say anything within the context of, I want to get property one day, you know, the key word is one day. I once told a realtor, hey, man, I'm thinking about buying real estate as an investment property. I won't be living in it, but I'm planning to get a loan one day. And I kept saying one day when the markets are better, and I get my money back, I plan on buying real estate properties one day. This guy has yet to stop texting me. I'm like, hey, bro, look, it's not anytime soon. I was just discussing some plans I had. Oh, no, I know. Take your time. It's all good. Okay? You take your time. I just want to be there when the time is ready. This guy's texting me houses at 8 in the morning. Hey, man, have you seen this Brickell apartment? Oh, beautiful high rise. HOA fees are low. I don't want to hear it. I'm not going to. One day is not today. All right. Sorry to bother y'all. I'll hit you up later, man. I hope you're having a good day. And then tomorrow you're back at it. Hey, man, so we got this $3.5 million home in Coconut Grove. All right. Don't worry about the crackheads down the street. There's a charity event happening every month where the community gets together. And they always flip the truth, right? They're always out there like flipping and flopping the facts. Oh my God, how am I going to afford these houses? These houses are so hyperinflated. This house is like 300% above price when it was first purchased. Oh, that means it's a seller's market. So if you buy it at this price, who knows? It might even go up 6 times the price of what you paid for it now. They're just flipping and flopping information, just doing whatever they can to sell you that house. And I don't buy it. You guys are walking around with your nice suits on, all right, and your loafers with no socks, acting like, hey, man, this is all easy for me. I can sell a house like that. I personally think you have a maximum of 3 business suits, okay? And the reason you don't have socks is because you're saving money. All right? I've seen you wear your blazer, and underneath you've got like those Hanes white shirts, because if you cover up the sleeves, they don't know. They think it's just a V-neck. Little do they know that it's probably like a six-pack that you got from a Walmart, okay? Realtors, I'm not hating on you. I'm just calling you out because there's no way you're living La Vida Loca in Miami with these housing prices. There's just no way. At this point, I really wouldn't be surprised if I saw you handing out a business card to a homeless guy. Hey, man, when was the last time you ran your credit? Why don't we try it again, man? You never know. Probably get yourself a nice little loan. What's going on, everybody on the chat? If you guys want to leave your feedback on there, please feel free. What's up, Fabio, Isaac, Zach, Chris? So realtors, I meet them. I do these networking events, right? And I meet them all the time. And every time I meet them, I always try to discuss, you know, like, what are some really good locations in Miami? What are some up-and-coming neighborhoods? And from what I've gathered, currently the best place to buy an apartment is Edgewater. It's a little more up north from downtown in Brickell, okay? Edgewater is right by Wynwood, okay? So it's kind of like an area that's somewhat being or has already been gentrified, which is fine, you know, whatever, I get it, economy. And then you've got Doral, which is, I live by Doral, and Doral has a lot of construction, and I was over in downtown Doral recently. There's a University of Miami there now. So I think that the next Brickell is going to be the Doral area. Now, I ain't no real estate guy. I haven't ran any numbers or anything like that, but if I were to guess what's the next hot spot in Miami for development, it's not Brickell. Brickell is overdeveloped. That's probably why it keeps going underwater. It's not because the sea levels are rising. It's because we're putting too much weight with those high rises that is pushing the land down. Okay? That's just a theory. Doral is where it's at. Doral is popping. Doral, everything's clean. They've got like 4 malls opening there. They have a bunch of plazas. Apartments are hella expensive, though. I think the last time I saw a 2-2, it was like at 600,000-800,000, right? That's crazy. But still, at least Doral, I believe, is a better location and less populated than Brickell. And so, you know, there's certain levels, and I'm trying to gather as much information as I can from different kinds of realtors, whether it's the really wealthy-looking ones, you know, the ones that, you know, are there. I've met real deal investors, real estate realtors and investors. Like, I've met people that are really heavily involved in investing. And most of the times, their number one advice is, don't buy in Miami. Go buy your investment elsewhere, okay? And hope for the best that whatever meth head starts living in there pays you the rent on time. Solid advice, okay? Because in Miami, everybody wants to come here. Everybody already bought everything, and now everybody's trying to cash out on the gold rush that is happening in Miami, okay? So I just want to know, realtors in Miami, what's your secret? Why do you decide, out of all things that you can be in life, to get into the hardest market ever? And then you try to make yourself stand out with a straight face when you're trying to sell a $3.5 million home to people in Miami when you know damn well that's a very small percentage of people that can afford it. And those that can't afford it aren't even buying it because they'd rather buy investment properties that are more affordable and give you a better cash flow return in Akron, Ohio. Most millionaires in Miami that are buying investment properties aren't buying it in Miami. They're going to the slums, bro. So what's your secret? I really want to know, realtors. Like, how do you... I got to give it up to the new age ones, though. You know, we're talking about, you know, the ladies out there that are in realty. You know, I think a good 8 out of 10 of you guys are somewhat like sex... Look, I'm not judging you. If you want to bring a little sex into your sales, sex sells. I get it, you know, but again, you guys just keep a straight face. Like, the amount of stone face, like the poker face you guys have in doing what you got to do to sell properties in Miami, it blows my mind. Like, when I saw a billboard, and it's a lady promoting her real estate, her realtor status, and she's got, like, double D tits just hanging out. I got to keep my eyes on the road. Now I got to look at this thing. I don't even remember her name. All I know is it was a realtor and she had these big ass tits. That's it. You can make the font as big as you want. I wouldn't have gotten your name. Okay? And I've said this before. I even said this on stage a couple times. You know, if you let's say you do have the money and you do decide to go a little crazy and buy property here and you want to start a family or whatever. And then these real estate ladies, they pull up looking sexy as hell in front of my wife. I'm supposed to give this woman a child. And now you're coming around, open blouse at an open house, giving me temptation, making me, you know, think twice about what it is I want to do. It's like, hey, you know what? If I'm living in Miami, you know, I got to go all out. I got to divorce this bitch and I got to find a way to get to you. Well, you can get me if you buy this house. All right, here we go. Now we're in business, baby. So which room can we do it in? Wasn't some of the realtors caught having like a love affair somewhere in an open house? Like wasn't someone caught fucking somebody? There was more than one. My theory is somewhat true in this point where sexuality is involved in real estate, especially in Miami. So I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it, realtors. I don't know how you stay in business. I don't know how it is you're going running around. I don't know how it is that you're in social media, you're making music videos, you're wearing suits, okay? When you know damn well Miami is going through hard times. You know, if I were to look at the prices of Miami and I was a realtor, at some point, I would actually reconsider. I was like, you know what? Maybe realty in Miami isn't my thing. Maybe I should find something else to do. What's up, Curly? Curly Tempo, you got something on the chat? Let's see. I don't see it. Flooding? What flooding? Oh, so you're going to act like Brickell doesn't get flooded? Why don't you add that in the song? Why don't you do this instead? Like, if I was a realtor making music videos and singing jingles about a neighborhood that I'm trying to sell property in, the people that know Miami knows the truth about the property, or rather the neighborhood. So why don't you flip-flop the lie and try to sell it differently? Like this, maybe if I was a realtor, maybe I wouldn't reconsider. Maybe what I would do instead was like, all right, how do I stand out And how do I make sure that I'm the number one realtor in Miami? I would make the jingles and I would make the music videos, but I wouldn't be lying in your face talking about that brick old life, everything downstairs. I'd be like, that brick old life is expensive, so make sure you got a good credit score and more. I'll start rhyming like that. Like, I'll do like a disclaimer. You could sell property in Hialeah and be like, hey guys, that Hialeah life, chickens everywhere. But hey, you might have a pet. Okay? How do you know that a chicken doesn't make a better pet than a dog? Right? I would just flip and flop. Flip and flop. Hey guys, there's chickens in Hialeah. But, you know, eggs are expensive, so there you go. I just saved you a couple of bucks at the grocery store. Hey, there's the joke right there. There's the joke right there, guys. All right, we did it. We got a nice little Twitter headline. Eggs so expensive, you might as well buy a property in Hialeah to get eggs from the chickens that live there. Your skits are A1. Thank you, Curly. Chickens are everywhere in Miami. They are. I've seen them in random places, but they're very colonized in the Hialeah area because they raise them, they feed them. Do they fuck them? I think they fuck them, right? They raise them, they feed them. They're pets. They're hanging out. They walk around. You know how like a chicken has his hands behind his back just walking around? Wasn't there like a meme like where like a chicken was like walking around with his hands behind his back like he's got authority? Just like scouting the area, crime watch. They see something happening in the distance they don't like. Hey, what's going on over there? Break it up. Oh, man. I wouldn't know about that, Chef. Let's see. What else? If I were to make a song about Coral Gables, what would I talk about? I would talk about how everybody dresses the same over there. Everybody's got on a suit, walking around during lunch break, going to Hillstone at 12 to 3. Okay? Coconut Grove, do you want to live in a mansion and have a moat of crackheads around you? Coconut Grove is where it's at. And then what I would do is when I sell a Coconut Grove property, I would say, who needs a gated community when you're surrounded by crackheads? No one wants to come close to your house. Hey, you know what, dude? We're on to something here. Real estate slogans for neighborhoods. So we got the chickens in Hialeah giving you eggs. And Coconut Grove, a moat of no need for a gated community in Coconut Grove. When you got a moat of crackheads around your house. Buy property in Wynwood. And try crack rock for the first time, right? Right? There's so many slogans that real estate people can do to sell their properties both honestly and stand out from all the competition in Miami. I'm just saying, there's opportunities everywhere. This is how I would do it. Curly Tempo, I am on Twitch. Hey, you ever thought about being on Twitch? I'm on Twitch right now. If you want, subscribe. I think you'd be like my fourth guy on there. The most popular one is Instagram. Oh, yeah, and before I forget, well, let's wind it down. It's already 6:30. I got to bounce, everybody. Well, thank you very much for joining me on this live stream / podcast recording of, hey, what is the secret of successful realtors in Miami? Thanks for those that contributed to the chat. This is just a 30-minute video to come up with some material, archive it, and you guys are participating on the chat here, both on, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 channels total. All right, so I have Instagram, the comedy podcast community on Facebook, the Miami Comedy Podcast on YouTube, the Twitch channel, and Twitter, which, by the way, if you guys want to support this podcast, make sure you guys follow the new channels, man. It just makes the numbers look good. You don't even got to tune in. Just make the channel look good. Hey, you know what? The Miami Comedy Podcast has 100 followers. Holy shit. Hey, maybe I could be 101, right? You don't have to tune in. You can listen to the recording on Spotify. It doesn't matter. Just make the channels look good. And if you guys want to participate in doing so, I'm going to write it right here on the chat. Follow at Miami Comedy Podcast on, there you go. So follow that channel on Instagram. Go on YouTube, look it up, subscribe to the channel, put the little bell so you know when I'm live. What's the Twitch? Same thing. It's the same thing, just Miami Comedy Podcast. I'm the only guy doing this. All right, I shouldn't be that hard to find. Oh my God, there's so many Miami Comedy Podcasts. Which one should I choose? It's just me, bro. It's the one with the flamingo. Hey, look at Curly Temple immediately on the Twitch channel. Found you. You know, if I didn't know you were here on the chat with me, Curly Tempo, I would think that this is the creepiest thing I've ever gotten on Twitch. Found you. Oh, my God. Who the hell is that? All right. So that is it for the Miami Comedy Podcast. Thank you all very much for tuning in and contributing to the chat. I'm currently doing this every Saturday. All right. I'm kind of being a little consistent on the Saturday slot. 6 o'clock, 30 minutes in and out. I ask you a question. We riff off of that. And that's it, okay? And also, if you guys want to also help this channel grow, I got these Miami Comedy shirts, okay? I only have pink left. The black ones are pretty much sold out. Unless you're a size small, I have 3 of those left. Or an XL, I have 3 of those left. And those sizes are very rare, so I'm just throwing them out to the audience during the live shows. And those live shows are Mondays at the Red Bar. And thank you, Miami. Tuesdays, we now doubled up. We're at Magic 13, and we're also at Dom's in Brickell. Wednesday, we are at the SLS Hotel. Thursday, we might have something real soon. I have a meeting next week. I will follow up if that goes through. Friday, thank you, Miami. Saturday, nothing yet. And then Sunday, Tipsy Flamingo. And then it just cycles all the time after that with the same shows. To see those shows, just visit miamicomedy.com. All right, everybody. All right. Thank you very much for contributing and being a part of the podcast. I'll see you next time. Bye, y'all.